SourceTrunk, your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to SourceTrunk episode 88, recorded on the 31st of December 2012. This podcast will try to show listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking selected open source software and give it a little test run. This will be the shortest episode ever, because I did not plan to record an episode since we were in complete holiday mode, and I wanted to devote some time to my kids, with my kids, which is exactly the reason why I wanted to record something about Frozen Bubble, because it's fun to play with kids, and you'll see why. With this episode, I'll be drinking a Jupiler.
Where is it?
A Jupiler is just a simple pale lager, which is made from malt, corn, water, hops, yeast. And I have a special Jupiler glass with a golden finish. And I'm just pouring it in a lager glass. It's just a pilsner. Alright. And let's have a taste. Refreshing. Well, that's what a pils is for. It's just a refreshing taste, nothing too fancy. The name Jupiler comes from its place of origin, which is Jupil, and it was created in 1966. They have a bit of a lousy slogan, a marketing slogan, which is "Men know why." And to this day, we Belgian men don't know why they have that slogan. It's stupid, actually, because, well, I know a lot of women who love to drink a good Jupiler as well. Anyhow, it is not bad. It is only 5.2% alcohol, and as I said, it is just a refreshener. Okay, but enough about beer. Let's go.
Games.
Frozen Bubble. What is it? According to the site, Frozen Bubble is a free software puzzle bubble style computer game. The game features 100 levels and includes a level editor. Like many popular free software open source games, it features penguins a la Tux, who in this game shoots the colored frozen bubbles to form groups of the same color. Such groups disappear, and the object is to clear the whole screen in this way before a bubble passes a line at the bottom. End quote. And they have another quote, "You really need this game." Well, that's maybe a bit exaggerated, but the game is really simple. Colored balls fall from the sky, and you have to combine three balls in the same color to make them pop away and make room. If there's no more room for the balls, well, you lose. It's as easy as that. Now, some features about this game, because it's a simple game, it's nothing complicated. You have colorful 3D rendering penguin animations, 100 levels of one-person game, hours and hours of two-person games, and get this, nights and nights of two-player, three-player, four-player, five-player game over LAN or internet. And that's why I wanted to talk about Frozen Bubble. Again, I'll continue. It has a level editor, 3 professional quality digital soundtracks, 15 stereo sound effects, 8 unique graphical transition effects, and 8 unique logo eye candies. Okay, that's a bit exaggerated. It is just a simple game, but what makes it this fun to play is that it is LAN playable. You can just open some laptops, download the game for free, and just play on a network. And that is what we did here in our household. As you can hear, we are preparing ourselves to celebrate New Year's Eve. Well, you're not hearing anything because I told everyone to hush down while I was recording. And since we had some time to kill, we decided to play Frozen Bubble on our LAN. So everybody opened their laptop. Yeah, well, the kids have their own laptop, which is a completely outdated laptop nobody wants anymore. But they still perform beautifully under Linux, and we started competing against each other. This is heaps of fun. Even the smallest ones, 6 years, can play this game. Just have a go at it yourself. Kids will love it. Your not-so-gamer wife or husband will even enjoy it, and they will even swear once in a while without even noticing it. The kids will notice, though. Okay, so you can play it against each other. And, well, I'm gonna end it here. Just download it. Play it and you'll see what I mean. It is highly, highly addictive. The installation, well, pretty simple. Just double click and install or look at the repositories for your distribution. And also, it is available for Linux, Windows, macOS X, Java, Symbian, GP2X, FreeBSD, NetBSD, Windows Phone 7 and Android. So you have a lot of platforms where you can play it on. Well, on Windows you only have version 1, which does not have the LAN multiplayer capability, and also the Android does not have this, but all the macOS X and Linux versions have LAN multiplayer capability. You can get it from frozen-bubble.org, and the license, of course, is GNU General Public License. You can support it by clicking on the donation button. I will put on sourcing.com because it is on sourceforge.net and a bit too long to completely tell here. And well, that's it. Just have a go at it. The Android pick, of course, Frozen Bubble for Android. If you are standing in line somewhere and you have just a little bit of time to kill, then you can play and enhance your Frozen Bubble skills. Okay, let's wrap it up. Have a happy New Year's Eve, and of course, have yourselves a very nice start of 2013. Leave your comments on sourcedrink.com or mail me directly via sourcedrink@gmail.com. You can also find me as GnuDimi on Identica, Twitter, or Google+. I'll be leaving you with a Sunday, which is a soundtrack from the game Frozen Bubble by Mathias Le Bidon. Thanks for your time, and good hunting.